Happy to introduce our next speaker, Klaus Wickenhoff.
Yeah, thank you, and welcome to my talk. Actually, today I'm representing the Open Source Business Alliance, so the OSBR. We are a non-profit organization representing more than 200 companies in Germany, trying to make money with open source software. And also the goal of the OSBR is to promote usage of open source software. So we have some heavyweight members like SUSE, Red Hat, or Telecom, but also smaller companies like Linodata, whom I'm working for. And within the OSBR, we have several working groups. And I'm the spokesman of the working group Beschaffung, that means procurement. And so we are busy the last year with negotiations with people working on this sector, and I want to share a bit all the experiences, all the insights I found personally, because I think it's very interesting to see the other side of the table when talking with people about that. I have to add a disclaimer, so this is no legal advice. I have an engineer's degree. I'm more kind of a developer, and I just came a bit of by accident into this world. So this is no legal advice. If you have legal issues, especially license issues, you need to go and get a lawyer. So why is all this getting more important on part of the public sector side? So we know that the world is changing sometimes and in different ways we don't expect. I remember the last FOSDEM before Corona, and then just a few weeks later the streets were empty because there was the lockdown. Then we had a FOSDEM completely virtually. That was very strange because you were sitting relaxed with coffee and everything at home, but you're missing the atmosphere, the people aren't there. We had Ever Given got stuck in the Suez Channel, so we are running out of supplies with IT hardware and all these things. Now we have a war on the eastern part of Europe. And it all leads to something that we call sovereignty, especially digital sovereignty. And this is something that the countries really now understand themselves. So they see that they have to be able to react on things and that to handle on their own will. So in the actual coalition agreement from the German federal government, there's something stated, it's in German, but I translated it for you. So developments are usually commissioned as open source, and the corresponding software is generally made public. And there are many more initiatives in German counties and cities that are focusing on building on open source technology. And I'm pretty sure it's the same all over Europe. We have contacts to France, to Luxembourg, where all these things also happen in a similar way. So far so good. It's quite hard to get an understanding on how the number of used open source software evolves. So the main principle in our open source software is that we share it with everybody. So I cannot check somewhere how many installations there are. You can sometimes figure out in server logs what kind of clients are connecting. You can check download numbers from GitHub, GitLab, and whatever, but you don't see a real number.